Okay, today's daf is Bav Metzia Daf Beis, a new beginning, or semi a new beginning. As we have discussed, the Gemara says in a number of places, Tosfos quotes it here in the beginning of the Masechta, the concept of all of Nezikin being Masechet Echad, and that's where we pick up with the second part, Masechet Bav Metzia. If you look in the first piece in the Sharam Mitzvah Balacha here, he discusses the, he quotes a lot of the sources related to the issue of Nezikin being one Masechta, two Masechtas. We mentioned that Rovri showed him understand that concept to mean that all of Nezikin, the three Babas. That's why it's called Kama, Metzia, and Basra. First, middle, and third gate, because obviously that reflects a connection. And that's why there are 30 prakim, similar to the prakim, the 30 prakim in Mesechas Kalim. And generally, as is pointed out, the Mesechtas in every Seder go from longer in prakim to shorter in prakim. The largest Mesechtas are towards the beginning of the Sedarim, Shabbos, Erevin, right, that's how it starts, and then in every Seder, it's bigger. So here Sanhedrin has 11 prakim, so if you say Babas are all the 10s, and then Sanhedrin, so then it's going up. So if you have, say, it's 30, then it would be going down, just like Kalim, Mahalos, Negaim, and Zvachim, Menachas, as it continues in the Masechtas. Generally, it's not foolproof, but that's generally how it is. But if you look in the Sharm Siyana Balacha here, he quotes various sources in terms of how many Masechtas are there in Shas. So depending on that, that would have an effect about how many are there in Ezekiel. There's a Medrash that says there are 60 Masechtas in Shas. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says there are 61 Masechtas in Shas. The Smag says that there are 63. Right, and that's what we have. If you count it up, there are 63. And he quotes a Simaneich Libech Yehe Gaspahen. Gas is we should be filled with them, but that is a remez to 63. But the Achronim say, okay, so how does the Rambam say 31? Actually, 61 if there are 63. So maybe in the terms of the counting, he counts the Zekin all as one. And that's Kulu. Nezikin is Chada Mesechta Havi. That's what it sees for the Rambam, and the fact that there are, and he quotes, for the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi calls as Kama Mesechta Basra reflects that. What about the 60? And according to the Medrash Chazit, how do you get 60? So the suggestion is, well, maybe Maestras and Maestras Sheni are also put together as one Mesechta. That would get it down to, to 60. Okay, that is the, some ideas. He also relates from the Sefer HaTishbi, which is one of the Sfarim of the Rishonim, that maybe that's why the Gaonim were called Gaonim. Not just Gaon means genius, but Rashur Gaon, Rav Nissim Gaon, but they were Bekiyim B'chol HaTalmud Shehem Shishim, which is Gaon is Gematria 60. And that's how if you're Bucky with all 60 Masechtas, assuming that all of the Babas are one, and Maestras and Maestras Sheni are one, so that would get it down to 60. Even though the Stechemet writes, he quotes the Stechemet, that nowadays everybody's a Gaon. Everybody's gets all the titles in the world in order to be able to have a coven. Okay, either way, that's various opinions about Nezikin being one, two, or three. But in either way, according to us, we have it as three Masechtas, and we start, Baruch Hashem, a new beginning today in Maseches Baba Metzia. Baba Metzia obviously is related to say the Nezikin being all about interpersonal relationships, but unlike Baba Kama, which has more of a specific topic, Baba Metzia has a number of topics. I mean, Baba Kama has, in general, damaging with property, damaging with my body, stealing, which is a form of damaging. Remember the Torah, where's the source for Nezek in the Torah? The Torah writes, just like it's usher to steal, so too is usher to be mazik. But Baba Metzia is all about all different topics. The first topic discussed is Aveda. Aveda, lost items. That's the first two prakim, discusses what happens with lost items. The mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, that's the second parak, that's Eilam Metzias. And then we get into many discussions of Shomrim. We'll have discussions of Shomrim, and later in the later prakim, we have Asocher and Ashoel v'chulu. Before that, we have a lot of monetary discussions. We have discussions about money related, how do you relate money to each other, Hazahav, Ezeo Neshech, all the halachas of Ribis are here, and all different types. The halachas of sharecroppers, there's a parak later on, halacha of neighbors, before we get into real neighbor stuff, which is Baba Basra. But there's a lot of different topics here at Baba Metzia, which Ben Hashem will get through one by one. Okay, so let's start with the beginning. And just by way of introduction, the concept that is much discussed here at the beginning of the Masechta is the concept of muchzakus, the concept of, not about owning something, but having something and grabbing something and having it in my rishus. Muchzak. We know the principle is, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Daf Mem Vav, Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. Usually if I have something, if I'm wearing something, if I'm holding something, if something's in my house or my chatzer, and you want to remove it, you say it's yours, so either you have to bring Edim, right? If you have Edim, so then I have to give it to you, because we assume Edim are Lavara as Hadavar. But if you don't bring Edim and you don't have any Raya, then I get to keep it because of the principle of Hamoti Mechaveru Olav Haraya, which the Mishnah, not the Mishnah, the Gemara in Bava Kama says is ultimately a Svara. The Gemara first tried to say it was based on a Pasuk, but the Gemara ultimately says it's a Svara. Mem Vav Amebeis. Says the Gemara, what is the Svara? Dekoyev Le Ke'eve Ozalav Asya. Whoever has a pain should go to the doctor. Meaning, you have a pain, you want to get it out of the other person's rishus, that's your problem, so go to the doctor, go to the bezdin, and bring proof. If not, then it stays where it is, and that's the principle of Amotzi Mechaveru Olav Haraya. Someone who is muchzak keeps it. Rashi quotes it. First Rashi in the Masechta. Rashi quotes the Amotzi Mechaveru Olav Haraya, it also comes up on Amma Beis. Right? This is one of the, another one of the sources in Shas for that principle. Bava Kama Mem Vav is where the Gemara talks about the source for that principle. Rabbi Elchanan discusses, among other achronim, how to understand that principle of muchzokah. Somebody's holding something, we assume it's theirs. What does that mean? Do we assume it's theirs b'taras vadai, or b'taras suffik? Or what you might call birur versus hachra'ah. Do we still not know if it's yours? But you know what? We're not sure what to do, so you keep it. Because he doesn't have enough raya or proof to remove it from your possession, so you'll be able to keep it, but we're not sure it's yours. Or do we say no? Of course. Muchzak means that it's yours. We can assume it's yours. Rather, my nafkamina, if somebody comes over and says, can I please have your shirt, and you say, it's my shirt, what are you talking about? He does not bring a proof, and then I'm a kaddish nisha with the shirt. Right, that's always the litmus test. Could you get married with it? Because that reflects, that requires bialus. That's what Rabbi Elchanan says in Kovetz Ha'aretz Simen Ayin Aleph Oz Beis. The Misafkalu B'Gemara B'Dina De Hey Mem Mem Ayin Hey Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Haraya Imu Din Vaday O Einu Ela Safek Tekiva Delo Yadina Shel Mihu Ein Koach LeBezdin La'aso Shumaisa Bazet. Since we're not sure what the actual MS is, so we can't act. Umemela nishar etzal amuchzak deinon yichol mahotzi mimenu. That's if you say suffik. Umemela, right? What's his other nafkamina? Tfisa. What if somebody? What if you grab it from him? Right? If we know you took it, so now you're the muchzak. So does muchzak a switch, or do we say no? You couldn't have taken it once we paskin. So that's the second nafkamina. And then he says, Avedina. He says if you say that you could keep it. MK, I'm saying, if you say you cannot keep it, gam b'shashu etzel arishon eno ela savik shalo, v'lo vade shalo, v'im kidesh isha b'mamodzeh eno ela savik mukudashas. Or do you say that? O dilma, the dina, the mosim echaveru olav harayu, din vadai, v'lo savik. Or do we say, no, a mosim echaveru is a din vadai. It's for sure yours, unless proven otherwise. De kamo de bi isurin, az linen basar chazaka, v'avi din vadai v'lo savik. Just like by isurin, Suffik d'oraisa l'chumra, suffik d'rabbana l'kula. And we don't say that's mishum suffik, generally. We say suffik d'rabbana l'kula. And you're allowed to, because that's what we say. Hachanami b'mamon, azlinan basar cheskes mamon. V'hu gamke did vadai, the suffik mamon nishar etzal amuchzak b'toras vadai. V'pkide tshishi b'mozea, havi vadai kiddushin. V'mishamachi tafas, idach mafkinan minei. Right, and that's the today that he says, that's gufa, the shakla v'tarya of B'metziyah davav. So we'll have to get back to that when we deal with that Gemara. And then he compares this to different types of mevarin we have. Sometimes we say it is a hachra. We don't know what to do. So you know what? We'll assume this way. Right? By tumah v'tahara. Right? Savik tumah b'rishus ha-rabim tahar b'rishus ha-yachid tameh. So is that vadai? We know, we have no idea. Well, there's more reason to assume Tamei versus a Yachad versus a Rabim. Pashas, that is a Hachra, just what we're supposed to do. But not mevara the suffix. And one should note that achronim sometimes use different words. Sometimes achra is used as the birur word. We're machria the suffix, and it's mevurar. I'm using it as birur versus achra. Some say achra versus nihug. Right, that's the way that some achronim formulated. Is it machria the suffix, or is just a noeg what the Bezit says that you should be noeg, but not that it is does it undo the suffix? Does it answer the suffix? But either way, it's the same yisod, even if two words are used. But generally, by Duma V'Taro, we assume it is a nihug, if you want to call it that, and not a din vaday. And that's why sometimes you can have even the concept of tarti desasri. If two people come and ask the same question, and we give them the same answer, even though it's impossible for them to have the same answer, right? Two people walk down two streets, right? They did two different streets. We know there's Tuma Vada in one of the streets, but they come one after another. They don't come together. So the Gemara says, and Tosfos explains this in the first Daf in Nida, that even by Tarti Desasri, you might be able to say, give Psakim. You're both Tahar. Because if you're Shuzar Rabim, you're asking the question, you're Tahar. You're asking the question, you're Tahar. If they come together, Babas Achas, so maybe you wouldn't be able to say that. But if it's one after another, in the case that's called Shnei Shvilin, two pathways, then it could be we could give them psakim that are contradictory. But that's okay, because we're not trying to answer the suffix here. We're just trying to know what to do. And in terms of knowing what to do, maybe Bezek would give contradictory psakim, because those are the rules of what to do with Makam Suffix. Okay, so now let us start the Masechta of Shnayim Ochazin Betalis. The first 20 blot, here, first parak, nice big parak, up until Daf Chafalef, where that's where Elam Messiah starts. Again, talking about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Why is this the first topic discussed in Maseches Bava Metzia? Metzia, you always have to say, well, what would have been better? You can't ask the question of why this unless there's something better. So all the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rashi, by the way, we have all the Rishonim of Bava Metzia, Baruch Hashem. We have Tosfos and we have Rashi. Can underappreciate Rashi. There are some Masechtos without Rashi. Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ramban and the Ritva and the Nemuki Yosef. We have all the Rishonim. And we have Chashukei Chemed. And we have, in the world of the Achronim and the Rav Gusman. Babetzi is jam-packed, as all the Babas are. So Shnayim Ochazin Betalis, two people are grabbing on a talis. Two people are holding a beged. Ze omer ani mitzasiya. They each say, I found this. They're holding it, they're grabbing it. They each say, I found it. It's obviously a place where, we don't know this yet, but it has to be a place where there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. If they both say, they found it, because they're arguing whose it is, they're not saying, oh, I found it, and I have to return it. Right? The Rush says here, maybe it's an Ir Sharuba Akum. Maybe it's a place where there's a beggar without simanim. It has to be a context where there is no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So they're each saying, I found it. Ze omer kula shali, ze omer kula shali. We'll have to see if this is an add-in or an or. The Gemara will explain. They say it's mine, it's all mine. It's all mine. I don't know why you're holding this. It's all mine. And this one says it's all mine. So what's the halacha? Ze yishava, she'ein lo ba pachos bichetzia. Ze yishava, she'ein lo ba pachos bichetzia. Ve'yachloku. We'll have to see why. Sounds like an unusual shvua. They each swear that they have no less than half in this baguette, even though they're screaming, it's all mine, but we don't make them swear it's all mine, because as we'll see, then somebody's for sure taking a shvua sheker. It can't be all of both of theirs, each. So that's why we make them swear that they each don't have less than half, which as we'll see, could be the truth, v'yachloku, and therefore they split it. If you look, there's a brisa on Dav Zayin where a similar discussion is had, but the brisa there uses a different word towards the bottom by the two dots. Shnayim adukin bishtar. Two people are aduk. Also means like connected to and stuck to. What's the difference between adukin and ochazin? Says the Cheshek Shlomo here, the backer, Shlomo Mi Vilna, that the Gemara is going to describe our case, lamaskana, that they don't each... Right, we picture the case of they're each grabbing the whole baguette, and their fingers are almost touching. It's not true. The case that we're going to see, what it's talking about is they're touching the edges. They're each touching the edges of the baguette, but most of the baguette is between them. That's the case. So it says the Cheshek Shlomo, that's ochazin. That's not adukin. Right? That's the difference in the lashon. Nira Beina, he quotes, Lashminan, demairi bidelot fisi rak bekarkashta, deloshen achiza mashma achiza mu'etes. That's what he says. Ubekai gavna hu dechokin b'shav. That's why you can split it equally. Avol ba'adukin begufatalis, but as we'll see in the Gemara, if they each were grabbing, like one of them was holding 3/4 of the shirt, and the other one's holding a quarter, and then you'd give whatever each they're holding, because that's the concept of muhsak. We'll get to shtar, the significance of shtar. But that is on the second word. Why is it ochazin versus adukin? Also important to note, the first Rashi, dafka ochazin, d'shneim muchzokim ba, only by ochazin were they both holding it. Ve'ein lazeh kalach ba, yoser mizeh. Right, one doesn't have more power than the other. She'ilu haisa biyarecha levado. Because if it was all in one person's rishus, what if Reuven's holding it, but Shimon's also screaming, it's mine? So then, we wouldn't believe Shimon. Havi idach amosi bechavero ba'alav lahavi raya ba'edim she'ishelo. Right, there it is already, the first Rashi in the Masechta. We have our principle of muchzakus. Ve'eno ne'aman ze'a litol bishvua. And you wouldn't be able to be believed, even with the shvua. Right, there are dinim drabanan that are nishba vinotel, but that's dinim drabanan. But really, a shvua shouldn't work. An eidim can work to be motzim of my friend. But just because of shvua, then the whole society won't be able to function. I go over to you and say, I swear that's my watch. Give me my watch. So anybody who's willing to take a false oath is going to be able to undermine society and just ruin everything. So that doesn't work, unless it's a specific takana drabanan to believe the shvua of nishba vinotel. But either way, so we have two people who are holding the shtar in some way, solding the begin in some way. They each swear that they have no less than half. V'yachloku. We could have a whole shear on that word, v'yachloku. Why? Because all the Rishonim, starting with Tosfos, deal with the question of, there are many types of cases, both in here and in Baba Basra, about arguments, about items. And you don't always have the same sock. Sometimes it's yachloku, sometimes it's kol da'olam gvar. May the strongest man win. And that's a shaila in itself. What type of psak is that? Whoever's stronger, called the olam gvar. Is that a din, or is that bezdin just removing themselves and letting the dayanim in? And does that have a svara to it? Some rishonim say, well, we assume that the person who really owns it is going to fight harder. Is that really true, or is it a zeres hakasav, called the olam gvar? So that's some one time. Sometimes there's a psak called shuda de daini. Whatever the dayanim want, you know, that let them choose. So that's also, does Bezdin have the option to say whatever they want? Whoever needs it more? Or does Bezdin really have to try to figure out, you know, who's closer, who probably is telling the MS? Another type of psak. A third psak. Yehe munach at sheyavo Elio. Keep it at Bezdin until Elio Anavi comes. So when do we say A? When do we say B? When do we say C? When do we say D? That's what it bothers the Rishonim, because not every case is... Obviously, every case is different, but what are the rules? So that's why all the Rishonim discussed is right here. So let's just at least see Tosas. Tosas, v'yachloku. So you split it. Two people are holding up the shtar. Tema, demaishna, miyahid da'arva. What about the case of the boat? Da'amar kol da'olim gvar, percheska sabatim. The case in Baba Basra, Lamedalid, is the case where two people come to Bezdin. They each say that there's a boat in the harbor that belongs to them. So that's the case where neither of them are ruchsuk. And there the halacha is, may the best man win. Not the best man, the strongest man. Kol da'olam gvar. So Tosfos says, the difference is whether they're holding it or not. The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, the oxen shiny, the chashiv, important lashon, ki'ilu kol echad yesh loba. If they're each holding it, then you can't say that, okay, do whatever you want, may the stronger man win, because then one person's going to get it, the other person not. But here, they're both achuzba. And therefore, we assume they both have a chelik in it. Bevadai hachetzi, ilu kol echad yesh lo ba, bevadai hachetzi. Da'anan sahadi, to my the toughest high, didehu. That's an important lashon. That sounds like vadai, our question from before. Not just suffix, but vadai. Whatever person's holding is theirs. V'chein, and then Tosas quotes, a third case. V'manashlishi. What's manashlishi? We'll have to get to that on daf later on in the Lamids, Lamid Vav, Lamid Zayin, where two people gave Reuven money to hold. One of them gave him $100 to hold. One of them gave him $200. And then they each come to Reuven and they say, oh, I gave you $200. They both say that they're the one that gave them the more expensive item. So what's the halacha? So there's a machlokas tanam there, but one there is, give them each $100 or let the whole thing stay with until the Yonavi comes. That could be deterrent. So the machlokas there about what to do. But either way, there's the concept of Yehimunach. So when do we say that? So Tosfos says, Dimidami Gemara Latalis, over there, the Gemara compares it to our case, they're not muchzak in it. No, choshev ahu shanifka tofes b'cheska shneim kiilu em atzva muchzakim. But there, the nifka, the shomer, it's as if he's holding it for both of them, and as if both of them are holding it. So Tosfos says that's different. If they're each muchzak, that's what you might say, split it. But skip down 10 lines in Tosfos. Aval ba'arva, but by the boat case. Af agav de efshar shehi shel shneihem, even though it's possible it belongs to both of them. Kivan de ein muchzakin bo havidina to call dalem kvar. Tosfos says chilek is muchzak or eino muchzak. That's Tosfos. If you look at other Rishonim, Tosfos baba basra there. Tosfos says, you know the difference is. Vadai Ramai or Eino Vadai Ramai? Is somebody for sure lying? That's the difference in the Chilukim. If somebody's for sure lying, Riva Nire, Lamed Dalam Abezin Baba Basra. The Labdavka Ochazin, Bidimadami Lelashar, Vize Ike Ramai, Hacha Emer Travai Bahadi Adadi Agua, Hachanai Ba'arva. That Tosis works out all the cases along that the distinction. Is there for sure somebody lying or not? And again, the question is asked by the Akronim. Is it, do we split Petoras Vadai? Do we split Petoras Safik the next day? Right? Do we allow them to do something that requires bialis? Okay, but either way, this is a huge topic that, one should be aware of. That is on case number one. Case number two in the Mishnah. Zeh Omer Kula Shali. Zeh Omer Chatzia Shali. One is saying it's all mine. One is saying it's half mine. So now what? So Homer Kula Shali Shava Shinlo Bapachas Mishlosha Chalakim. Right, one of them swears that he doesn't have less than three quarters. Viomer Chatzia Shali Shava Shinlo Bapachas Miravia. And the one who's saying it's half mine swears that he has no less than a quarter. Again, we'll see why this is done. Zenot Shlosha Chalakim Zenot Ravia. And then one guy, the whole guy takes three quarters, and the half guy takes one quarter. The Gemara will explain. Half of the item is not under discussion. Everybody agrees half of the item belongs to Reuven. So he takes that, period. The other half, that's the machlokas. So you're yachloko on that other half. And that's why one takes three quarters and one takes one quarter. What is the big discussion on this case of the Gemara? Each case of the Gemara has a huge discussion. This case of the Gemara has Tosfos, the next Tosfos' question. Vzenol to Revia. The Imtomer asks Tosfos. Yehei nem on dechetzi shelo migu di bayam kula shali. Tosfos says, wait a minute. The guy who says half could have said whole. Could have said whole. Nobody knows. And yet he didn't. Isn't that the principle of Migu? Migu, since he could have said a better claim, why don't we believe his worst claim? Comes up all the time. Migu, so he could have said whole. The fact that he said half, doesn't that show us that he's telling the truth? That he said a worse claim? Right? So, and then you have the famous question in Migu of, if somebody knows the halacha of Migu, so then they'll just say the worst claim, and then they'll always be trusted. We don't assume people are such a lamdanim in the Bezdin that they're gonna say that they're gonna use the halacha. But either way, that's Tosfos's kasha. What about Migu? So Tosfos has a couple of answers. The Rosh has a couple of answers. Tosfos says here, v'mafarish rivam, fourth line of Tosfos, to Migu lahotzi lo amrinan to bechetzi hasheni muchzak zekamozet. You only say Migu to strengthen and hold on to something. You don't say Migu to be motzi it from someone else. That's called a Migu Lahotzi. So that's Tosfos' Ashita. There are two ways to argue on Tosfos, and the Rishonim argue on Tosfos. Number one, maybe that's not true. Maybe, no, you do say Migu Lahotzi. And there are cases in Shas where you seem to say Migu Lahotzi, even to be motzi money from some. And then number two is this a case? Even if you say Migu Lahotzi Lo Amrinan, is this a case of Migu Lahotzi? Right, what's the Hotza? Each of them are holding the item. Tosfos Rid says, this isn't Lahotzi, this is Lahachzik. Right, this is holding onto my item that I am grabbing, and I'm saying it's half mine. So, assumption is what the case is and what the halacha is. Again, Rishonim argue on both of those points. Rav Gusman, in his sefer here, in the first piece on Bamitzia, page 6, right, he says, what's the machlokas here between Tosfos and the other Rishonim, whether it is a Migu Lahotzi? Well, what's the rule? Is Migu Lahotzi, is the rule that Migu you only say if it's totally Lahasik? Or Migu you don't say if it's totally Lahotzi? Because here, it's a little of both. Right? I am Achsik, but it's also, you're going to be Motzi from me. So that's the Shiloh. What's the rule and what's the exception? Tosfos calls this a Migu Lahotzi. Why? Because Tosfos says, if it's totally not Lahasik, so then it's Lahotzi and it's a problem. But other Rishonim say, no, is only not migu. You don't say migu if it's totally lahotzi. But this isn't totally lahotzi, right? This is a little bit lahachzik too. And that's why you would say migu here, and they would call that a migu lahachzik. There are other answers to Tosfos' kasha. If you look at the Nemuki Yosef here in the back, on the first daf, in Aleph Amad Aleph, so he says, Delomrin and migu, he gets two other answers. Delomrin and migu, ella betainus shkulos. You only say migu when there's no other reason that the person would have wanted to say this claim. Meaning he totally should have said the other claim. There's no reason not to. And there, because he said this worse one, we should give him the power of the other one. But, aval hacha, yoser noach lo lomar chetz yeshali, she'enu mei yispanev b'chaveiro kolkach, milomar kula shali, she yistarech lo is lagamre. If this guy is lying, it's not so benachat, it's not so nice for him to totally say, it's totally mine, you have nothing. Let's say he went over and grabbed it in the middle. So, to say that in front of somebody who knows that you're lying, it's a little very brazen. A person would rather not say that. He'd rather say, we'll split it, as we'll see in the Gemara. It's half mine. So there's a reason not to say the better claim. You never say migu then. If there's a reason not to say the better claim. Or the Nemuki Yosef says, she'en omer va'od, she'en omer migu ela ba'oso davar atzmo, shehu toveya o kofer. Migu is only when there is one item under discussion. Avo mi davar le davar lo. And he quotes here, it's definitely, you're giving a piece, you're keeping a piece, to work out all the migu cases, but that's a second important discussion of migu, and again, there's a lot of love this related to migu. How much is it just, is there a difference between migu and the principle of pesha aser pesha hitir? That's a machlokas we've shown him in the second parak in Ksubis. Pesha aser pesha hitir, a woman comes to the city, we have no idea who she is. She says, hi, I'm divorced. So therefore, I'm a single, I could get married. So that's that we possibly, that she could get remarried. If we know that she was married originally, and now she said, hi, I'm divorced, then we don't trust her. Only in the first case, Pesha Asar, who Pesha Hitir. She's the one that created the Isser, told us that she's married. So we would believe her to say that she is divorced. So what's the relationship between that principle and Migu? Are they one and the same? She could have just kept quiet. The fact that she says, I was married and divorced, means we should believe her. So, Machlokas Rashi, I think, says that they're similar, and Bali Tosas throughout that parak and elsewhere say they are different principles. Unless I'm getting it backwards, but I think that's the way. Okay, so that is all case number two in the Mishnah. Let's continue now. Case number three. Hayushnayim rochen al gabi behema, oshayechad rochev echad manig. Two people riding onto the same animal. Or one of them is riding on the animal, and one of them is in front leading the animal. Zeo merkula shali v'zeo merkula shali. Each one is swearing, each one is screaming that it's all mine, it's all mine. Zei shava shein lo bapachos michatzia, v'zei shava shein lo bapachos michatzia, v'yachloku. So again, just like case number one, they each swear that they have no less than half, and then they split it. What's the chiddush of this case? The Gemara will explain. What do we not know from case one that case three would have to be teaching us? Last line, bizman shehem modim, where they are modeh, where they're modeh what? We don't know. We'll have to see where they're modeh. Oshi yesh lohem edim, chokim below shvua, ba, or where they are modeh, or where there are edim to something, then you would split it up without a shvua. So again, this is the Mishnah. Okay, 2 points. One today's Dvar Musar, and one today's Dvar Lamaisa. First, today's Dvar Musar. Right, it's two people riding on an animal. Says the Biure Chasidus Lashas. We haven't had him in a while. Biure Chasidus Lashas, quoting from the Or Pnei Moshe. Shnayim Rochven, there's the Yetzer Tov, and there's the Yisahara. Rochven Agave Behema, they're in the goof of a person. Zeo Merkula Shali, Vezeo Merkula Shali. They're each screaming, it's all mine, it's all mine. Right, the goof wants everything, and the Neshama wants everything. Yachloku. Right, we have to try to have a proper balance. We have to have a proper chilek. Right, we have to have part for Gashmias, part for Ruchnias. We have to have the Ruchnias that's totally involved in the Gashmias, a Mu'urav. But that's the message of the deeper message, the Drush on Shnayim Rochvin al Gabe Behema. If you look at the Chashuke Chemet here, he discusses another case of Yachloku or potentially Yachloku. What happened here? Where there is two people who have cars are arguing that their Rebbe said that they're driving him home. Right? The Rebbe said, he was probably in the, can you drive me home? Yeah, sure, fine. And two people had said during the shiur that they're going to drive the Rebbe home, and afterwards, they're both there. and the Rebbe doesn't remember. I don't remember what. You know, somebody said, and fine. So now they're both saying that the Rebbe said yes to them. So what do you do? Harav lo zocher lemi yiftiach. They're each saying, kula shali. Right? I want to take the Rebbe. And so he said, Sheila zu kein zeh happened once to a certain Rav after a sandakaus. After a sandakaus. You want to drive the sandakaus. You want to get a bracha. And they're arguing. So the Rav said, and they're arguing, like, Rebbe, what should we do? So Rebbe said, I don't know, but soon I'm just going to take a third person home. So you better decide this quickly who I'm going home with. But either way, this is similar to this case. So Rabbi Yashiv, he calls his father-in-law, says, maybe Shuda Dedaini. Right, the people should figure out who the Rebbe probably would have said yes to. Who's his closer Talmud? Who's his, who always takes him? But he says, from his brother-in-law, Chaim Kanievsky, Yachloku, each one should drive him halfway. Right, the other guy should drive behind. They're really doing it l'shem shamayim and l'shma. Okay, so yachloku, and it could be split. Okay, says the Gemara. Lama li lemisna ze omer ani misatia v'ze omer ani misatia ze omer kula shali v'ze omer kula shali. What do you have? Both phrases in the first line of the Mishnah. They're each saying I found it, and they're each saying it's all mine. Right? How does that work? Right? Lisni chada. Just have one case. If they're both saying it's all, both say it's all mine, or both say I found it. So the Gemara says, Chadatani, really it is one case. It's a double phrase, but it's really one case. Zeo mer ani mizatiya vikula shali. Vizeo mer ani mizatiya vikula shali. They're each saying, I found it and it's all mine. Felisni ani mizatiya. So why do you have to have both phrases if it's one case? Felisni ani mizatiya. Just say, I found it. That's what they're each saying. If they're each saying, I found it, they're each saying, it's all theirs. Right? Why do we need the second phrase for? Says the Gemara, Itana ani mitzatia, if you would have only had, I found it. Hava amina, my mitzatia re'isiha. If they just said, I found it, I could understand their words as meaning, I found it, I saw it first. I saw this lost item on the street first. And then, if the Mishnah would have just said, Ani Mitzatia, Yachloku, I would have thought that saying I found it, meaning I saw it first, that would be good enough to be kona half of it. I would have thought that. I would have thought that maybe Kinyan Re'iyah, just by seeing something, would be enough. Tana Kula Shali Debriya Lokani. That's why we have to have the second phrase of not only I found it, but it's all mine, to teach me that we're not talking about Re'iyah here. How do we know that from the extra phrase? Rashi says, Tana Kula Shalith, second Rashi, Bechazaka, he says that's just what the words sound like. It's all mine, Bechazaka Gemura, Shehigbati Trila, V'atata Fasta Miyadi, Misha Zachitiba. So Rashi says it just sounds that way from the words, Kula Shalith. The Ravid here in the Shita Mekubetz says, we have a Shita Mekubetz on Bab Metzia also, Baruch Hashem, says the Shita that, no, if somebody says it's all mine, it must be that it's not based on Re'iyah. Because if it's just Re'iyah, then just like I saw it, how do I know that you didn't see it the same time that I saw it? Could be. So I wouldn't be able to say, Bevados, it's all mine. But if it's in terms of physically grabbing, then obviously that has to be true. If I know that if I grabbed it before you. So that's why Rashi says it sounds like from the words, but the Ravid is a little more explicit in the Shinuku Etzis here. That's what it sounds like from the, that's how Kula Shali would teach me that. So that's why we need the second phrase. Says the Gemara, Umi Matis Amrit, my Mitzitir Risiya? Is there really a Havamina that if we would have only said I found it, we would have thought that could have meant that he picked it, he was koneh through Re'iyah. V'ha'amar Ravnai, big discussion here, who's Ravnai? Is it really Ravina? Is there somebody named Ravnai? But either way, u'mitzasa dasli yadei mashma, right? By mitzasa, by a mitzia, right? Lo sucha le'isalein, by a mitzia, it says, asli yadei, it's only when it comes to your hand. We have that drasha by u'mitzasa. Right, the chiyuvim of Hashavas Aveda only applies when it comes to your hand. So what we would have a havamina that Re'iyah would work. So the Gemara says yes, we would have thought that. Why umitzasa dekra dasliyade bashma? Find the word umitzasa in the pasuk would teach would be mean actual picking up umiyutana lishadal menakat. No, but the Mishnah would be talking about phrases that people use. People talk differently than biblically. Right, lashon Torah lechud, for lashon Adam lechud, and therefore, even if The Torah means the Asliyade. When people say it, it could have meant differently. Umidachazile, and when people see something, Amar Anoashkachis. Right, sometimes you see, I was here. What do you mean you were here? You weren't here? Let's say, I don't know, you're going online at a store, and two people are walking with the wagons at the same time, and it's Erev Yontif, and it's very, very busy, and it makes a difference. Somebody has a huge, I was here. They meant to be here because they were walking there, and that's why they like kind of called that spot as they were going, Kinyan Re'ia, over there. And the other one says, how do you know? You know, I was from this other side. So that's what people say. Anosh Kachis, the Avagav de Loaz Eliade, and even though it didn't come to his hands, Beriah Ba'alma Kani. Maybe that's what he thinks, Beriah Ba'alma, Tani Kula Shali, and that's why you have to have the second phrase also, to Beriah Ba'alma Lo Kani La. That's why you have to have the second phrase to emphasize that. Period. So that's why we explain why you have the second phrase and not just the first phrase. The Gemara is going to get into now, why not the opposite? Just say the first phrase, second phrase, and not the first phrase. But before that, Tosis in Berea. Okay, we didn't let you up. We should do every Tosis. Top Tosis talks about the order of the Masechtas. So we already alluded to that and spoke about why Shteimoksen starts here. But the third Tosis says, so we really have a Havamina, that there's something called Kinyan Re'ia, just by looking at something. You know, we would have thought that that's a Kinyan. Tosis says, look around other cases. It's not true. Look on Daf Tes. We'll get there in Bezrem 8 days from now. The Gemara, the Mishnah says there, Ross Ametzia. If I see a Metzia, Bama Lachaver Tnali. If I'm, let's say, running on an animal and I see something on the floor and I say to my friend, "Can you pick that up for me, please?" And the guy picks it up and says, "Ah, it's mine." Right, it works, but what do you mean? The guy on the animal saw it first, right? Well, you see, Kinyuria doesn't work. The Lokad Beria, or what about the case later on in the feud? I see a Metzia, I jump on it, but all of a sudden, as I'm jumping on it, somebody else runs in and quickly takes it from under me. So it's his, the guy who took it. What do you mean? Can you read the person saw it first? Answers Tosfos. No. In those cases, there's a reisa. The fact that you're jumping on it means you don't want to be koneh it through reia. Or the fact that you say, please pick that up for me, maybe because you don't want to use reia, but maybe reia would work. Those aren't reias that reia wouldn't work. That's Tosfos. But if you look at other Rishonim, the Ritva here, and others say, well, maybe this case is different because it's Kinyan Mihefker. Kinyan Re'iyah would never work when you have to be koneh from someone else, where there's Das Acheres Makneh. Why? The Achronim explain. Because every Kinyan generally has two elements. Hotsa'a me Rishus, the Knisa le Rishus. I take it out of Rishus A and I bring it into Rishus B. That for sure cannot happen through Re'iyah. That has to happen through all the Kinyanim listed in Maseches Kiddushin. But here is Kinyan Mihefker. So Kinyan Mihefker, you might say, is harder. You might say it's easier. On the one hand, it's harder. How do you know it's harder? Katan. Could a katan be zocher from Hefker on a daraisa level? No. If a katan picks it up from Hefker, mi daraisa, it's not the katans. Mi darabanan, mi shubtikana olam, we say it's the katans. But many Rishonim, many Bali Tosfos say that a katan can be kona daraisa if you give it to him. If you're mocking it to him. Which kind of shows that it's easier to have Das Acheres Machneh. Yeah, it's easier to have somebody pushing it into my Rishus than just picking it up from the street. But this case is an example of the opposite Svara. The Ritva says that the only reason that there's a Havamina that Riyah would work is because it's Konim and a Hefker. There's no competing Bailus. And that's why. V'lo b'inan Agbah, kivan de'en la Das Acheres Machneh, te'bemekachu mepkahu de'inan Meshicho Agbah. That's what he says. And that's why he says, Kula Sheli. And he also adds, how do you know Kula Sheli? So he explains Rashi just as, Lishta Pirish Lepirusho, Lav Mi Lishna Yesera, Elabi Mashmas Alashanatsmo. That's what he explains Rashi before about Kula Sheli. Kula Sheli sounds like it's mine, I grabbed it first. That's what he says against that other shot of the Riven. But anyway, this is an important discussion. Tosfos' answer and the Ritva's answer. And again, Hefker goes in both directions, right? It's not a stira. It's just different elements. On the one hand, it's harder. On the one hand, it's easier. Right? You have to put all the evidence together. Good. That's all part one. Next. So now we know why it not only says, I found it, but also, it's all mine. So what about the opposite now, says the Gemara? So just say, it's all mine. Not saying, I found it. Why don't you just say the second phrase? Says the Gemara, Itana Kula Shali, if it only said Kula Shali. The second phrase, Hava Amina Ba'alma Diktani Mitzasiya Bri Ba'alma Kani. I still, if you just say Kula Shali, then I would have thought, okay, fine. you picked it up. But I wouldn't have known anything about Re'ia. Not only, the first part of Gemara was that, I would have thought Re'ia works, Kamashlo, it doesn't work. So now we're saying, I wouldn't have known anything about Re'ia from our Mishnah. But I want to. The Mishnah wants to teach us that Re'ia doesn't work. So that's why it says both. Putting them both together teaches me that don't think that Re'ia would work. You have to also have Kula Shali. So that's why the Mishnah has to say both phrases. Fine. That's in terms of Svar. But now the Gemara says this whole beautiful answer doesn't work because of the language. Can you really say the Mishnah is all about one big case? Anim is asiyah v'kula shali is one case. V'hazeh v'zektani. It uses the word zeh four times. Zeh omer anim is asiyah v'zeh omer anim is asiyah. Zeh omer kula shali v'zeh omer kula shali. It's obviously talking about two different cases. So we're back to square one. Why does the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah, use a double phrase? So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, V'temer of Simi Barashi, V'yamri la Kedi. Someone, either a Papa of Simi or Kedi. And Kedi, always a machlokas. Kedi can either mean anonymous or somebody named Kedi. Right? Rashi generally quotes both. Rashi here doesn't say anything, but other places in Shas, he quotes both of those opinions. But either way, Reisha b'mitzia v'sefa b'mekachu memkar. The first line is about that's about mitzia. The machlokas is about mitzia. That's where the halach is. And the second line is about mekachu memkar. They're both saying, I bought it. How can they both have bought it? We'll see. But Bez Hashem. But they're both saying, I bought it. That's where you have the halacha of Yachloku in this case. They each swear that unusual lashon. I don't have less than half, and they're Yachloku in that case. We'll see the Rashi in a second, but first let's finish the sentence. Vitzricha, and you need both cases. You need to tell me the halacha of Mitzia and Mekachu Memkar. Why? Di Tana Mitzia, if I only had the first phrase about Mitzia, and that's where the Mishnah tells me that they're Yachloku Bishvua, that they split with a Shvua, Hava Amina Mitzia. Who deramu rabban and shvua alei? Only by mitzia is this the halacha that we split it with a shvua. Why? Mishum, because that's where we're nervous that people are going to act falsely. Mishum demori va'amar chavrai lo chalav chaser mid lav midi chaser ba ezel the etvis v'espalik ba'adei. I see my friend pick up a lost item, and I go, oh, I wish I was here 5 minutes ago. I could have picked it up. You know what? Then I think to myself, you know what? He didn't lose anything. If I grab that from him, he's not going to lose. The whole thing is a mitzia. So you know what? I'm going to go grab half of it, and then I'll say it's all mine, and we'll split it. So maybe that's the case. By mitzia, we're nervous that a guy might do that, because he'll think his friend's not losing anything. So you know what? I might as well do this. So that's why we make him take a shvua there, to try to prevent him from doing that. Because we assume people are scared of oaths. Avo mekachu memkar. But by mekachu memkar, if Reuben buys something, Shimon's going to say, I'm going to grab it, then Rumi's going to lose money. So mekachu memkar deleka lamei marachi. So maybe we don't think that people are going to do this, say malo, maybe we wouldn't say this, and maybe we would say split it without a shvua. So that's why you have to say the second case of mekachu memkar. V'itan a mekachu memkar, and if you only had that case, maybe only there. Hava amina, hasam hu deramu rabban and shvua ale. Maybe there, where, we'll see, each gave money, Mishab Demori Va'amar Chavrai Demeka Yavana Demeka Yehevna. Hey, we both gave money. My friend gave money and I gave money. Hashta the Tsricha Lididi Ashkale Ana. I need this now, so I'll take it now. The Chavrai Lazo Litrak Velizba. My friend will go buy something else. We'll see again exactly what's the case with both giving money. Avo Mitzia Delekalame Marachi. But by Mitzia, you can't just say, okay, he'll go find something else. Maybe there's something else to find. So, Emalo, maybe you wouldn't say that, Sricha. That's why you would say, in both these cases, you need to teach me the halacha of Yachloku b'shvua. Period. Machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. So what about a case where they both come and say, they're each holding a shirt, I sewed this shirt together. What about that case? What would we say? Zeomer ani aragtia, v'zeomer ani aragtia. Says Rashi, on the bottom of the previous Amud, Bezom and Aleph, Rashi says, lo yachloku. You would not split it in that case. Why? Devade chad minai ramayhu. One of them is for sure lying. Right? They both say that I wove it, I sewed it. Somebody's lying. Rashi says you can't split it there. V'yehe munach, achi yavo elio. Rashi, the bottom of Bezim and Aleph, in a case where Vadai Ramai, someone is for sure lying, you do not split it. You say Yehemunach Achayavo Eliyahu. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos, in the end of the top Tosfos, here on the base. Veheicha Shevadai Eino Savar Lomer Emes, Kagon. Kagon Ton Kalecha Nir Raktia. Where one of them is for sure lying. Shechem Amtoin Sheker Bemazin. Hasam Shita, Tiachloku Bishvua. Whoa. Rashi says, if you're sure, don't split it. You say, hey, Munach. Tosfos says, you're sure? It's the same thing as our Mishnah says. Yachloka b'shvua. Da'idei shvua, vada yifrosh. We have to have a shvua here, because we assume then that maybe the shvua will help as a deterrent. That's Tosfos. What would Rashi answer back? Rashi might say, no, that's not the rules. The rules are vada ramai. We don't make him swear. We don't want to put somebody in a situation where we know there's a good vada going to be a shvua shaker. So we'll have to see more about that machlokas. But now let's continue. Good, says the Gemara. One second. So what did we just say? One case of the Mishnah is where mekach u'memkar. And what's the case? They're both saying I bought it. Only one person could buy something. Mekach u'memkar, says the Gemara. V'lechse zuzei mima nokat. Literally, see who he took money from. How do you read this line? So if you remember back in Kiddushin, see on the side, Kiddushin Ayin Dalet, we discussed it at length. Two major machlokas, we showed him how to understand this line of the Gemara. We'll go with Rashi's shot here. Rashi says, why don't you go ask the seller who he took money from and he'll be believed? What's the problem? Rashi, what's the problem with that pshat? Rashi himself notes the problem here. The Gemara there in Kiddushin says that a seller is only believed to say who he sold it to while he's still holding the item. If he's not holding the item anymore, we don't assume that. Everybody remember, every seller remembers who he sold it to. So we wouldn't trust him. Only mecha biyado. Here there's no mecha biyado. Right here he sold it to somebody. Rashi answers that question as, no, that's only where, well, the Havamina here is that only one person gave him money. So that's only over there where he has to still be holding the item if there's a question of who, you got money from both of them. But if you only got money from one of them, then we trust the person remembers who we sold things to. What, we think people forget things so quickly? So that's Rashi's pshat here. But either way, Rashi says, why don't we just ask the mocher? Answer, lo tzricha denakin mitravayu. Really, both of them gave him money. Michad midaite, michad balkarche. One of them gave him, one of them threw him money. Here, I wanted two. Velo yadana, miu midaite, miu balkarche. And he doesn't remember who gave him money willingly, who he really made the deal with, and who not. So that's the case of, they each say, I'm the one that gave money willingly, and therefore the other guy's not going to lose money. The other guy's going to get his money back. And they don't go buy something else. But I want this now. I don't want to be matriach. So that's the case in discussed here. Again, Tosfos quotes Rashi's pshat in Velechse Zuzei. He does not like it. Why? Another problem the Rishonim have is once the item is no longer in his Rishus, he's just a regular Eid Echad. And if he's a regular Eid Echad, how does that help anything? Eid Echad is not Motzi Mamon. So why should that help? And this is where the Rishonim quote Rabbi Nutam. Tosfos does not quote Rabbi Nutam by name. The Rush here quotes Rabbi Nutam by name. Rabbi Nutam has a Chiddush Gadol that some Rishonim hold of and some don't. We know Midah Raisa. There is a halacha of Eid Echad Kam L'Shvua. If I have one Eid against you, that Eid makes you swear. If I say one Eid that you owe me 200, you don't have to pay. Maybe you have to swear that you don't owe me. That's one of the Shvua Daraisas. One of the three Nishba Beniftar's Daraisa. That's in the Gemara Mefurish. What about the opposite case? In Eid Echad can be Mechayev Eshvua. Can in Eid Echad be Poter Eshvua? That's called Eid Misayeya. If I bring a one Eid that's Misayeya Maitaina, that helps me out, could one Eid substitute? So that is Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam says yes. Rabbeinu Tam says, Tosfos quotes it here, giving pshat to the Gemara. He says, Oso Shamocher Misayo Yipater Mishvua. V'idach Yishav Eshvua Daraisa. That's Tosfos the Lashon without quoting him by name, but the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam by name. Eid Echad Misayeya. And that is a big topic. There are Gemaras on both sides of the issue. We'll get to Gemaras in a few days from now also. But that is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. The question is, what's the Svara? Why would it work? Why wouldn't it work? The Shulchan Aruch quotes two days. The Shulchan Aruch at Simon Pei Zion or so. The Shulchan Aruch quotes two days about Eid Echad Misayeya. That's Pei Zion Sivav. Hodeb Mixas If this motive makes sense, ve'ed echad misayo. Yesh omrim, shepotro mishvua. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Ve'yesh omrim, she'eno potro. Right? Machlokas, we showed him here. The Ramah says, ve'yikr kesvar harishona v'chein ra'ui laharos. That an ed echad is instead of a shvua. So what does that mean? What's the svara? Maybe a shvua is a mevarer, and an ed is a mevarer, or not? And the other question asked is, and it's a related question, wait, when an ed echad is misayeya liftar, does that mean an aid is as if he swore? Or he doesn't have to swear? An aid removes the reason, the mechayev liftar. That's also an interesting question. Even if you say it works, is that fulfilling or is that precluding? Is that serving the same function? And therefore, it's as if he swore, or he is as if he doesn't have to swear. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked that question and says, an afkamin is gilgul shvua. Or megalgal shvua B on shvua A, so could we be Magalgo on Eid Echad HaMisayeya? That's the Nafkamina between these two approaches. But again, be aware of that Shita, because that's where the discussion is, right here, B'Metzia Beis Mabeis. Okay, so now we start two other sections on the Mishnah. Number one, Lema Masdisan Deloka Benanas. Let's say our Mishnah is against Benanas, even though we might not paskin like Benanas or like Sumchis coming up, but the Gemara tries to say maybe it's like both. Maybe the Mishnah seems to be against both. Lema seems to look at Benanas. The Mishnah seems to be against Benanas. De'i Benanas. Why? Because if it's Benanas, Benanas says, Ha'amar, Ketzad Eilu V'Eilu, Bon, L'dei Shvu Hashav. That's a phrase from Benanas. What's the case? This is the case, Rashi quotes it from Masechta Shvuah, Staf Memhei. I am a worker. I'm an employer. I have workers, or I have children. And I tell my workers and my children, go to the store and get some fruit. Get some fruit from the storekeeper. I have workers, I have to pay them. And I say, instead of giving them money, I say, you know, go to the storekeeper, get some fruit, and then I'll take care of it with the storekeeper. And I'll pay the storekeeper. And then what happens? Tomorrow the workers come and say, oh, we didn't go to the storekeeper, so you have to pay us. And the storekeeper comes and says, I gave them fruit, you have to pay us. You have to pay us. So what do you do there? So the Tanakhama says, they're both nishba v'notel. Both the workers and the storekeeper are nishba, they swear, and they take from the balabayas, from the employer. Benana says, you can't do that. Somebody's for sure lying. So you don't allow a shvu ashav. That's his lashon. Ketzad eilu v'eilu bon l'dei shvu ashav. Right? So that's what the Mishnah, the Gemara says. Isn't our Mishnah against Benanas? Because for sure somebody is taking a shvu ashav. Answers the Gemara, maybe not. Afilu teim Benanas. Maybe Benanas could even work like our Mishnah. There's a difference between that case and our case. Hasam vada ika shvu ashav. Over there, somebody's for sure lying. Either the storekeeper gave him the fruit or not. Somebody's lying. Hacha ikal meimar teleka shvuashav. Maybe there's no shvuashav. Emer de shravayu bahadi adad yagbua. Maybe they both lifted it up at once, and therefore nobody is lying. So is that only work for the Metzia case, not for the Mekach HaMemkar case? But either way, maybe Benanas could work at least for part of our Mishnah. The Rishonim also discuss here. The Shita Mekubetzes says, do we take the language of Benanas literally? Elu ve'elu b'anle shvuashav. What do you mean elu ve'elu? Only one of them is lying. One of them is telling the truth. Why did he say Elu Ve'elu? So Pashas, what does it mean? It means both of them together are leading to a Shvu Hashav. It doesn't mean that literally both are taking a Shvu Hashav, but if I'm causing a Shvu Hashav, that's also my problem. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes says here, quotes from the Maria Buhaf, that I can't be involved in causing someone else to take a Shvu Hashav either, because that's a mixas of a Shvu Hashav for me. Okay, so that's Benanas. Next, Lema Masis in the Loka Sumchis. The Mishnah also seems to be against Sumchis. Sumchis holds, we had this back in Bava Kama. Pretty amazing that now we can say back in Bava Kama. De'ika Sumchis, ha'amar mamana buta basavi chalken. Because if it's like Sumchis, Sumchis holds, mamana buta basavi, you split. Right? Below Shvua, without a Shvua. And here you say you split it with a Shvua. So what Sumchis argues, the Gemara says, ve'alamai rabbanan. So what would be the case of Rabbanan? What's the case of Sumchis in the Rabbanan? Remember the case in the middle of Bava Kama where there's a buyer, I'm buying a cow, and then all of a sudden we see the cow had a baby. And we're not sure if it was before I bought it or after I bought it. And they say, oh, I was before, I was after. So we have no idea. So there's a machlokas there. So Sumchis says you split it without a shvua. So what? The Rabbanan say there, Hamos v'chavero l'avaraya. So it belongs to the seller. The baby belongs to the seller. Elamai Rabbanan, ha'ami Hamos v'chavero l'avaraya. So the Mishnah is against both Sumchis and the Rabbanan. The Mishnah says you split it with a Shvua. Sumchis says you split it without a Shvua. The Rabbanan says, Moshe Mechver Alav Araya. So why is it better, more not like Sumchis than not like the Rabbanan? The Gemara says, Hi, Mai, wait a minute. Iyamri Bishlama Rabbanon. Fine, according to the Rabbanon. Hathab de lo tavsi travayu. Over there, like Tosfos says, they're neither of them are muchsak. Amr Rabbanon. Amos Mechaber, lo araya. So it's really Bershus Mocher. He's the Marakama. So we assume we leave it there. Hacha de travayu tafsi. But here, they're both holding it. So pagila b'shvua. That's why you split it with the Shvua. Ela'i amrit sumchis, but according to sumchis, hash de uma hasam de lo tafsi travayu. Over there where they're not holding it, cholkin below Shvua, they're not holding it, and yet they each get a piece without a Shvua. So hacha, did travayu tafsi la, here they both have more of a claim to it. They're each holding it. Lo kol shagain, surely you should say, you split it without a Shvua. That's why the Gemara says, the Mishnah's against sumchis, but it can fit in according to the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu tema sumchis. The Mishnah could even fit it to sumchis. Ki amar sumchis shema v'shema. Sumchis over there is shema v'shema. Neither of them know for sure when this baby was born. The Vlad, the offspring. That's why you split it without a shvua. Avol bari v'bari lo amar. But by bari v'bari, like in our case, they're each saying for sure lo amar. Then even sumchis would agree you split it with a shvua. Okay, we'll have to stop here because there's a continuation. But Baruch Hashem, we had a scholar. Just two other points that I forgot to mention over the past couple of days. There is a pre-Slichas shiur on the OU website, if anyone wants to listen, that we gave a couple of nights ago before Slichas, pre-Slichas, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah. And also, again, Baruch Hashem, we're hopefully those who have donated over the past few months, we're hopefully going to be in our new shul, at least temporarily getting in a little bit for the Yom Tovim. If anybody wants to additionally give some other donations before Rosh Hashanah, which we could always use some more, feel free to visit the website, nofeyashemesh.com.org, and feel free to donate there. The mechanisms for the donations are still there. Okay, we'll stop here.